Let's all pray in silence.
我们一同低头默祷。
Amen. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let us commence Sabbath afternoon service.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始下午的聚会。
A singing 394.
唱诗394首。
Let us kneel down, pray together as God's guidance for this afternoon service.
现在我们一同跪下来祷告, 求神带领下午的聚会。
Let's all pray. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里讲话。
This afternoon, I'd like to share this topic with you, the blessing from Abraham to Jacob.
今天下午想跟弟兄姊妹分享的题目是从亚伯拉罕到雅各的祝福。
And these three are Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. These three persons are very famous in the scriptures.
今天我们这个讲的三个人，亚伯拉罕、以撒跟雅各是非常著名的人物，在圣经里面。
So we can learn from them how they received the blessing.
我们可以从他们身上学到说怎么样从神那里得到祝福。
And how the God give us a blessing.
神怎么样给人祝福。
Let's look at the Genesis of the 12.
我们看一下那个创世纪的第十二章。
Genesis of the 12 from verse 1.
创世纪十二章的第一节。
Genesis of the 12 verse 1 to 4.
第一节到第四节。
Now the Lord to Abraham, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curse you I will curse. And in you all the family of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram went forth as the Lord had spoken to him, and the Lord went with him. Now Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. We know this passage that Abram, God called him from Haran, asked him to move out of this country and then go to where he shows.
神告诉亚伯兰让他离开他的本地哈兰去他要去的地方。
This is considered a conditional blessing.
这是一个有条件的祝福。
If you depart from your country and the relative father's house and go where I show you, then I will give you this blessing.
神跟他说，如果你离开这个地方的话，我就给你祝福。
It is a conditional blessing, but it's sure this blessing come upon him if he step up to follow the God's way.
因为是有条件，所以他只要跟从神的命令，神就会祝福给他。
And this time, his age was 75 years old.
这时候亚伯兰是75岁。
We know, and from this on, Abraham went to the land of Canaan. He started to live there.
我们知道，从这亚伯兰离开这里之后，就开始住在别的地方。
And he waiting for the God's blessing in the promised land.
他就在神给他祝福之地得到了祝福。
It's not God continues show up to him to reinforce or confirming this blessing, but God just show up once in a while.
神并不是每天都来跟他说我要来祝福你，只是有时候向他显现一下。
We know the story about Abraham very well.
我们都对亚伯兰的故事非常了解。
We know after 10 years, he just still waiting for this this promise, but not any kind of confirming assurance. So he his own way to have own child, Ishmael.
所以他就等了十多年，一直等神给他的祝福，一直没有等到他的孩子。
Even 10 years, he waiting for the God's blessing is considered as a long suffering and a long endurance.
十年等十年，确实是一个非常不容易的一个等待。
Just like a mother promise to own children that I will give you $1.
就像一个妈妈给一个孩子说，我要给你一块钱。
And then we wait for one overnight, and the next day, the child came to mother. Mother, you promised me $1, right?
但是等了一晚上没有的话，第二天孩子就会向妈妈说，你已经答应说给我一块钱。
Mom says, "Don't worry, I'll give it to you."
妈妈对她说，不要担心，我以后再给你。
So then, mom doesn't promise, you know, when he'll give $1.
但是妈妈并没有告诉她说什么时候会把钱给她。
So after another day,
再过了一天之后，
mom, where's my $1?
孩子又问妈妈，我的钱在哪里？
And then, don't you trust your mom?
然后你妈妈就会问，你不会，难道不相信妈妈吗？
Once I promise, and I keep the promise.
只要我答应你的事情，我一定会给你的。
This day, one night over, it turned out to be 10 days.
一天一天过去之后，等了十天。
Later, it seems like mom do not even, it sounds like do not listen to my voice.
到后来好像妈妈，小孩子觉得妈妈已经不听她的话了。
So after 10 days, I'll forget it. You know, she doesn't want to give me $1, maybe.
十天之后，小孩可能就放弃了，说他可能也许不想给我了。
Actually, this way, it continued over about 25 days.
这样一直到了25天之后,
the most of the 25 days after that, they would forget about it.
大家一般人都会说25天之后就算了，不要再要这个钱了。
But we can learn that God never forgets what he promised to us.
但是我们不要忘记说神给我们的应许是永远不会忘记。
If God promised to Abraham, then sure, he keep the promise.
神给亚伯兰 应许之后，他一定会遵守这个应许。
But we can tell the 25 years his journey in the promised land. It is keep waiting for the whole period of time.
我们看到说他在神的应许地之内一直等了25年。
After 25 years, truly God allowed him to have a wonderful child, the Isaac.
直到25年之后，神真的给他一个孩子。
And he received this blessing, so he rejoiced.
他得到这个孩子之后，他就非常高兴。
That's why even the name Isaac is a laugh. It truly shows an expression of joy.
他给这个孩子起名字以撒，也是一个表示他非常高兴的一个意思。
We know that what the 25 years wait and end up God kept the promise to Abraham.
知道说。 神，他等了神，等了25年，最后神还是给他了他的应许。
That blessing is one of a precious blessing, but not the blessing, the whole blessing, but that's a part of the blessing.
这个祝福其实只是神给他祝福的一小部分而已。
And later on, this baby continued to grow to be the teenage.
后来这个孩子长大之后，十几岁的时候。
Now at that time, God showed up to Abraham again.
这时候神又向亚伯兰显现。
And God asked him to offer your only son to make a burnt offering to the Mount Moriah.
神让他在山上给他献祭。
And I'm sure because the Abraham at that time, this is not a blessing. This is kind of considered as a trial.
这个对亚伯兰当时来说，相当是一个考验。
I think it's very hard to understand why you gave me this son, only son, and then you say you asked me to offer this son to make a burnt offering on the mount.
当时他很不容易了解说神为什么这么长时间给他一个儿子之后，现在又要把他当做燔祭献掉。
At that time, so this request from God to Abraham is God want to give him the full package of blessing.
因为当时神想给他一个更加完整的一个。 更好的一个祝福。
And also God tests his true love.
但是神也在这里试验他的是不是真爱。
You truly love me more than your son.
你是不是爱我比你爱你儿子多？
And at that time, Abraham he stood up and with his son, and then he went to the mountain.
那时候亚伯兰他就站起来，把他孩子带到山上。
And I think it's that time, so he's a very kind of mixed feeling for himself.
我想他那时候心里面一定不好受。
Constantly he put the question mark, why it happened to me like this?
一定他应该想为什么神要这样对我。
Why God gave me the blessing? Now God take this blessing out of me.
为什么神给我这么好一个祝福，现在又要拿把它拿走
？But at the same time, he is still trusting God.
但是同时，他还是非常相信神。
I'm sure because I'm doing this way, God still saved me.
我很相信说，如果这样照神的做的话，神会救我。
God saved this son for me.
神会把我的儿子救好。
So he on the way went up to the mount, and then the leave the servant.Before they went up, they lived there, and he and his son Isaac now went up to the mount.
他就跟着仆人来到山下之后，带着儿子独自上山。
At that time, the Isaac, the very perplexed, why your father and I go with the woods and the fire, but where's the object of burnt offering?
当时以撒就很奇怪说，为什么只有我们两个人上山？你要献祭？你现在记忆在哪里
？Let's look at the Genesis chapter 22.
我们看一下那个创世纪二十二章。
Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪二十二章。
Verse 7 and 8.
第七跟第八节。
And Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." And he said, "Behold, the fire and the wood."But where's the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. So the two of them worked on together. You can see that Isaac, he asked his father, the fire and wood, then where's the lamb for the burnt offering?
所以这里以撒就问他爸爸说，火跟柴都有了，但是献燔祭的羊羔在哪里
？And then Abraham said, "God will provide for himself."
亚伯拉罕说，神必自己预备那个燔祭的羔羊。
Abraham knows that it's not God provided him for the lamb, but actually you are the one object for the burnt offering.
但是亚伯拉罕心里明白说，神这里所要他献的燔祭就是他自己的儿子。
But we hear that Abraham say to the Isaac is God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering.
但是他却告诉他的儿子说，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
And then they went up to the top of the mountain and they set the altar and then he tied his own son. I think by that time Isaac knows that I am the one the object of the burnt offering.
那时候，当亚伯拉罕在山顶上把那个坛筑好之后，把儿子绑起来，那时候我猜。以撒已经知道说他就是他那个燔祭了。
And then Abraham is about to slay his own son.
就在那时候，当亚伯拉罕要拿刀来杀自己的儿子的时候
，And then this voice come from heavens.
天上有声音下来
，Do not stretch out your hands against the lady.
不可以用刀来杀这孩子。
And so at that time, the voice also mentioned that understand. Let's look at the verse from 12.
我们看一下第十二节。
And do not stretch out your hands against the lad, and do nothing to him. Now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And verse 13. Then Abraham raised his eyes and looked, behold, and behind him the ram cut in the thicket by his horn. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him.Up for the burnt offering in the place of his son. You can see here when he about to kill, and then the voice stop him, and then mentioned that I know that you fear God.
这里当亚伯拉罕就要那个用刀来杀儿子的时候，神把他叫住，然后他就没有杀他的孩子，说我知道你已经敬畏神了。
Which is I know now you love me more than anything else.
就是说我知道你现在爱我已经比爱别的什么人什么都很都更爱。
And then after he find out that there's a lamb and the cut by the thicket by the horn, here says verse 13. So Abraham catch this lamb and make a burnt offering to God.
当他在树林里发现一只公羊。卡在那里的时候，他就把羊取来作为献祭的。
So the verse 14 here, Abraham called the name of the place as the Lord will provide, and some of the translations says here Jehovah Jireh.
这里亚伯拉罕就把那个地方名字取叫做主神必预备。
Abraham understood that after this instance, he understands in the mount of the Lord it will be provided.
他 从这件事情之后就了解说在神的山上神一定会预备。
And so far he understand about God's blessing as a part of as we can say the little portions, just like he waiting for 25 years and he received the son as a way to receive the blessing of God.
从开始到现在，我想亚伯拉罕一直知道说神给他，只是知道神给他的祝福的一小部分，说神给他等了25年，等到一个儿子。
But here Abraham he changed the concept of blessing.
但这时候他把这个祝福的观念改了一下。
He learned that he offered himself to God, which is his truthful heart, and then God will provide it.
他学到说，只要他把心中的好东西给神。神就会帮助他，神会预备。
So when he offers his the most precious one to God, and God will provide the best one for him.
当他把身心，当他把他自己最好的东西献给神的时候，神就会给把最好的东西给他。
So he called this place, the top of the Mount Moriah, as in the mount of the Lord, it will be provided.
所以他把这个地方叫在主的山上必有预备。
Later, it this the mount the top top of the Mount Moriah to be become a place that the temple of God was built.
后来这个山顶上就有一座神的殿。
Indeed, the place turned out to be the God's temple that everybody come to the Lord and God will provide their life.
当人来到这个神山上神的殿的时候，神就会祝福他们。
After this, God showed up again to Abraham.
这件事情之后，神又向亚伯拉罕显现。
Verse 15,
在十五节。
Then the angel of the Lord called Abraham a second time from heaven, 16, and said, "By myself I have sworn, declared the Lord, because you have done these things and have not withheld your son, your only son."Indeed, I will greatly bless you, and I will greatly multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is on the seashores, and your seed shall possess the gate of their enemy. And in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, and because you have obeyed my voice. And here, these words, you can tell, these statements, of course, is the same that chapter 12, God...show up to him to give him a blessing.
这里神第二次向亚伯拉罕显现的时候给他的这些话其实跟第二十二章里面那些祝福差不多。
And Genesis chapter 12, where God show up to him and give him a blessing, as I mentioned, is a conditional blessing.
在十二章的时候神给他显现给他的祝福是有条件的。
And also, when he mentioned chapter 12 and this blessing, God never mentioned that I have swear declared, he never said that.
在十二章的时候，神并没有说我必须要做什么，我必须发誓要做什么事情。
And also, God never said, "I will greatly bless." He doesn't say that. He didn't say that way.
他也没有说我要很大很大的祝福你。
So you can tell from the verse 16 here, when God the second time here, God showed up to him to bless him. This time is you can see the God's emotions, God's feeling into this blessing.
当神第二次向亚伯拉罕显现给他祝福的时候。他这些话里面可以看到神的一些感情在里面。
It is very personal and very close to, it showed affection to Abraham.
他对神，神对亚伯拉罕这里有一个非常亲密的爱。
Because he saw that God loved, he can see that Abraham loves God.
他知道说亚伯拉罕是爱神的。
So the God here truly approached to him.
所以神跟他很亲近。
So, by myself, I have a swear.Verse 16.
在第16章第16节里面说，就是我便指着自己起誓。
Because you have done these things.
因为你做了这些事给我。
Also the 17 says, I will greatly bless you.
第17节里面讲的说，我必赐大福给你。
You can see that the God's emotion now tore out and expressed here to the Abraham.
我们可以从神讲的这些话里面看到神对亚伯拉罕的一个感情。
So the we can see chapter 12 and chapter 22 in this passage, the difference is.Chapter 12 is a conditional blessing. Now turn to the truly now blessing onto hands onto the Abraham's hand.
所以我们看到说，从第十二章里面的那个有条件的祝福，一直到第二十二章里面讲的这个很大很大的祝福，是一个很大的不一样。
In order to, we also say, in order to receive this blessing, God, I think God bless all of us already.
其实我觉得神对我们每个人都有很大的祝福。
When the day we believe in Jesus Christ,
当我们 信主的那一天
the day we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, we become a children of God.
从我们受奉主耶稣名受洗的那一天
the blessing is already granted to us.
神的祝福已经给我们了
but it is also there is some conditionally a bless to us.
但是有些祝福是有条件的
if you keep all the commandment of God,
如果你遵守了神的诫命
if you faithful to follow me,
如果你跟着神走
then I will bless you.
但神就会祝福我们
It is conditional.
是有祝福
But if we truly follow him,
但是我们如果我们真正的跟从神
end up our faith truly faithful enough to reach to please enough to please God.
我们的信心足够好，是神可以满心欢喜的话
A blessing turn out to be very solid and also sure as an assurance we can receive in our hands.
那时候神给我们的祝福就是一个非常实实在在的祝福。
And we can see the Apostle Paul when he converted Christian.
我们知道说那个当保罗他变成基督徒的时候
He from the persecutors now they turned to be Christian.
他曾经是一个迫害基督徒的人，现在变成基督徒。
He understood he as a sinner in front of God and in front of Christian.
他知道说他在神或者在基督徒面前是一个罪人。
I'm sure when he go to the many different place, he saw the people those who suffer because of Paul. Some of the family members they accused as by his persecution now.
我知道当时有一些，毕竟有一些很多基督徒都是因为保罗的缘故被受逼迫。
But he continued faithful to follow the God's way.
但是他还是继续的非常有信心的遵守神的诫命。
But and we know later end up he captured as a prisoner and he was in the prison to facing for the final destiny in his life.
当他最后被抓起来在监狱里面要受死的时候。
At that time he mentioned that I have fought the good fight.
那时候他说我已经打过美好的仗
I have finished the course
我已经跑过我的要跑的路
I have kept the faith
我已经遵守了我的信心
He can see the crown of righteousness about in his hands He knows that
当时他可以看到正义的冠冕就在他手中他可以感到
So even he was in the prison he can rejoice himself
虽然他在狱中他也感到很大的欢喜
Because he can feel the blessing of God
因为他感到神对他的祝福
He knows that he's God's comfort within him
他知道说神的安慰就在他身上
That's the possible his true experience ofexperience assurance when he was in the prison.
所以这是保罗当时在狱中的真正的体验。
He understood God will provide it.
他知道说神一定会给他提供。
And we know Abraham he received this blessing.
当亚伯拉罕得到这个祝福的时候
He experienced of Jehovah Jireh.
他知道说神一定会来提供。
In the mount God will provide.
在山上神一定会预备。
I hope that we can also receive this blessing.
我希望我们弟兄姊妹也可以得到这种祝福。
Once we find out that the content of the focus, we look at this blessing is how much we love God.
我们看到这个祝福的条件是我们有多么爱神。
Abraham started with his faith. He moved out of the country and his family moved to the promised land.
亚伯兰当时跟他的信依照他的信心。离开他的本土。
It is because by his faith he moved to the new place.
依着他的信心，他搬到一个全新的地方。
But continue, he can live in the promised land with faith.
他在神带给他的祝福的地方，凭他的信心住下来。
But what God interests most is truly he loved me or not.
但是神最关心的是他是不是真正的爱我。
I think that's the most for us also same way.
对我们来说也是同样的道理。
When the day we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, we believe in God. We baptize by our faith.
当我们受洗那一天，我们奉主耶稣的受基督的圣名，得到他的宝血的洗。
But what God's seeking for us is truly we love God or not from our heart.
但是神想从我们身上得到答案是我们是不是从内心深处真正的爱神。
You remember that the Peter when he we deny Jesus three times.
我们都知道说彼得他三次不认主。
I think Peter he experienced of a failure as at that time.
彼得当时一定感到自己是失败的人。
But later Jesus came to him.
但是后来耶稣来找他。
Instead of the rebuke him, do you love me more than these?
主耶稣没有责备他，反而问他说：“你是不是比爱我？”
The words of the Jesus Christ truly encouraged him.
神的话确实给他很多的鼓励。
And also the truly ask him for truly you love me
并且问他说你是不是真心的爱我
and Peter answered that You know that I love you.
彼得对主耶稣说，你知道我是爱你的。
These statements led him to stand up to be regained his strength and he can walk for the rest of his life with God.
这些对话使彼得又得到了信心，可以继续在神的路上走下去。
Let's look at about the Isaac.
我们看一下以撒。
And listen to Genesis chapter 26.
我们看一下创世纪第二十六章。
Genesis chapter 26 from verse 1 to 5.
创世纪二十六章第一到第五节。
Now there was a famine in the land beside the previous famine that has occurred in the day of Abram. So Isaac went to the Gerar to Abimelech, king of Philistine. And the Lord appeared to him and said, Do not go down to Egypt. Stay in the land of which I shall tell you. Sojourning in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For you and to your descendants I will give all this land, and I will establish the oath which I swore to your father Abraham, and I will multiply your descendant as the star of heaven, and will give you descendant all this land. And by your descendants all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Because Abraham obeyed me and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my law. And you all hear this time God show up to Isaac, and ask him to stay this land, even though this land has a famine.
这时候，当虽然这个地上有很大的饥荒，但是神向以撒显现说，不要离开这个地。
Do not go down to Egypt.
不要去埃及。
But stay this land, and I will bless you.
然后你住在这个地的话，我就会给你祝福。
This is also the conditional blessing.
这个也是一个有条件的祝福。
If you trust in me and you continue to stay in this land, yes, in this land is the land of a famine. But if you keep stay in this land, I will bless you.
如果你听我的命令，住在这个地上，虽然现在有饥荒，我还是会给你祝福。
This blessing is the same blessing, the package that your father received.
这个祝福跟神对他父亲的祝福一样。
Why your father received the blessing? Because he obeyed my commandments.
你的父亲之所以得到了祝福，因为他遵守我的命令。
So that God asked Isaac to the same way his father to obey his word.
就神让以撒也要像他爸爸一样遵守神的诫命。
So this land of famine, but Isaac determined to stay this land.
所以虽然有饥荒，但是以撒还是决定在这里住下。
But you can see the verse 8 says he came about when he had been there a long time. Verse 8 says a long time.
第八节里面提到说他在那里住了很久。
He doesn't mention how many years.
这里没有说他住了多少年。
But we can tell this period of time.As he described, a long time, so struggle in this place for some is a long period of time.
但是我们可以想象，他在那里确实，有很多挣扎。
And also, this land is not kind of a favor for him.
这个地其实对他也没有什么好处。
You can see that where he stay is a place where the prevailed by the Philistine.
因为这个地住了很多非利士人。
The Philistine is a native people there. Of course, they move from other places, but they are the one to occupy this land.
虽然非利士人也是从别地方搬过来的，但是他们却占领了这个地方。
Now you can see at that time they mentioned that Abimelech, king of the Philistine. So we can see this place already there, the structures as the little nations.
他们那时候已经有了王，所以表示他说他们那时候已经有了政府在那里。
So he's in this land. There's a lot of stress then.
所以他一个人在这个一个地方住，一定有很多的压力。
Not only he faced the famine, but also the stress out of the people surrounding.
不光有饥荒，还有周围的敌人。
He also did the same mistake his father made because he might be killed if his wife as a if he just his wife.To be, then maybe can kill him. Maybe took his wife away. That much he's scared in this place.
他并且害怕说那个非利士人会把他的妻子夺走，然后把他杀掉。
So he lied to the people that she's my sister.
所以他撒谎对别人说她是我的妹子。
Of course, we can say that Isaac is his little face, so he lied to the people.
所以我们知道说以撒的信心好像没有很好，所以他给那些人来撒谎。
But we can see the other side.
但是我们可以从另外一个方向来看一下。
He doesn't want to depart from this land.
他不想从这个地离开。
He wants to take this fear, but still he wants to stay there because God promised the blessing if I stay this place.
虽然他有很多的畏惧，但是他还是不想离开这地，因为神给他了祝福。
But this way he is lied to the people that his wife as his sister, that because still fears surround because of people around there.
这就是他为什么给那些人撒谎的原因。
And then verse 12 at that time, Isaac saw in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold.
在十二节里面提到说，以撒在那地耕种，那年有百倍的收成。
This blessing is not just because of he just wait this place 1 year, but this is a long period of time.
他之所以得到这么大的祝福，不光只是他在这里待了一年而已，他在待了很久很久。
But that year he saw in the land God already determined to give him a blessing.
但是在那年的时候，神给他了一个很大的祝福。
So he received 100 times for the blessing.
所以他得到了一百倍的收成。
A 100 times of blessing. This is a physically received the blessing.
肉体上的一个很大的祝福。
I'm sure because in this way he understands God is truly living God.
我想这时候他已经了解说神确实一个信实的神。
Now verse 12 clearly mentioned that this blessing is not came from man, but it came from God.
十二节里面清楚的写到说这个祝福是从神那里来的。
Because the last portion, verse 12, says, the Lord blessed him.
这里提到说主神赐福给他。
We have to distinguish the blessing, even the, all the material.Abundant blessing. If the blessing is not came from God, then it cannot be the blessing.
我们必须要了解说，如果我们得到祝福的时候，如果不是神那里来的，就不算是祝福。
Our own way to accumulate the material and the richness, it can be jeopardize our faith. It can be the turn out to be as a curse to come onto us.
我们自己靠双手努力得到的东西，有时候不但不是祝福，反而是一个。
I can see that in Korea, many of the rich men, because of their richness, all their children turn out to be later become enemy child.
我知道说在韩国经常有这样的很多富人家的子弟，他们因为有钱，后来孩子变成了敌人。
Not necessarily all the material things, all the money coming in is a blessing.
不光我们知道说，其实物质上的金钱不一定是一个祝福。
And many people seeking for the lottery, maybe they got the lottery ticket, so they become millionaire by one day.
有时候有些人会想去买乐透奖，也许他们有一天会真的中奖了。
But many people, because of that, the lottery winner end up their life to become truly turn out to be messing up the life.
但是许多得奖的人却从此生命从生活就完全被打乱。
So we have to define the blessings came from God or not.
我们要看到这个。祝福到底是不是从神那里来的
？But here the blessing that this blessing is came from God.
在十二节里面，这个以撒的祝福
100 times fold, he received the blessing from God.
他从神那里得到了一百倍的收成。
But at the same time, this time at the Philistine around his neighbor doesn't like him to be blessed.
但是他周围的非利士人却很嫉妒他。
And they cannot receive such a blessing, but the Isaac received such kind of blessing he received.
以撒得到了很大的祝福，但是他们却没有。
So they cast him out of the place.
所以他们就把他赶走了。
So he moved out and he now become back to the he become a sojourner.
他只好搬到另外一个地方。
And he moved out the location, he dig out and he get the water out of it.
他搬到一个新的地方，挖了口井，结果又挖到水。
But Philistine people keep following him and then end up to fill up this well.
非利士人继续把他赶走，然后把那个井埋起来。
And then he moved away other location.
然后他只好再搬一个地方。
And also they still follow him to bother him and then fill up the well.
结果非利士人继续跟着他，继续跟他。制造麻烦。
At this moment, maybe we can think about it. If our life like this,
这时候我们想想看，如果我们的生活是这样子的话
，Why God gave me the blessing and then end up some enemy always bothers my life behind?
为什么神给我的祝福，但是却总是有敌人来这里骚扰我
？But we know that here the Isaac continue to move another location.
我们知道说这里以撒继续的往下搬走。
You can find out in the map. You can see when he was at the beginning, start from the area and the Philistine, and he keep moving toward to the out of the Philistines of territory.
我如果我们看地图的话，知道说他从那些非利士人所居住的地方一直搬，最后搬到他们居住的边界。
Actually, this is the God's guidance.
其实这是神对他的一个引导。
As appearance, the Philistine keep bothering him.
表面上 看起来是非利士人把他赶走。
Because of the Isaac have to continue to move out of the place.
因为以撒必须要不停的搬家。
This way God want to continue to bless him.
但神却一直的给他不断的祝福。
And then he moved to the other location, end up the Philistine, no longer follow or chase after him to bother him.
直到有一天他搬到一个地方，那个非利士人不再来骚扰他。
Look at the verse 22.
我们看一下第二十二节。
And he moved away from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he named the Rehoboth, for he said, At last the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. So finally he moved, the third time he moved, no longer the enemy, which is the previous, the neighbor, the Philistine, don't bother him. So he find out this place and he can settle there.
So 第三次当他搬了家挖了井之后，非利士人再不来跟他争竞了。
He understood that this blessing came from God.
他当时了解说这祝福是从神那里来的。
That's why he called his name as Rehoboth.
所以他管这个井名字叫利伯河。
So at last the Lord has made room for us.
最终神现在给我们一个宽阔之地。
We can see from here, each time he moved, he truly rely on God and trust in God, and he moved location by the location.
所以每一次他搬家的时候，他都全心的依靠神，信赖神。
Each time he wants the sense of God.
每次他就来了解神的旨意。
This time he find out, and this place no longer enemy bothers him, so he called this name Rehoboam.
所以最后一次当时。他感到那个敌人不来再跟他增进的时候，他就给这地方起名。
And then the God show up to him.
就神给他显现。
Let's look at verse 24.
看一下二十四节。
And the Lord appeared to him that the same night said, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply you, this your descendant, for the sake of my servant Abraham.So he built an altar there and called upon the name of the Lord and pitched his tent there and their Isaac's servants dug a well. And here you can see that here that God showed up again and God reassured this blessing that he blessed him.
这里神让他显现告诉他说这个是神给他的祝福。
I find out why God showed up again, he blessed him here.
我想这个神为什么这时候向他显现来给他祝福。
Then I found out verse 22 because he called this place names of Rehoboth.
我后来发现说在二十二节他管这个地方叫利和伯。
He can see the God's guidance in his life.
他可以在他的生命中看到神给他的指引。
Of course, at the beginning, he received 100 times fold. It is a blessing.
当时在他得到100倍的收成的时候是一个祝福。
But actually, the later he received this blessing, actually,This blessing is more than the first blessing.
但是后来他得到的祝福比原来那个祝福更大。
Because he can see the guidance of God.
因为他可以看到神给他的指引。
End up he moved out of the Philistines' territory.
他最后搬离开了那个非利士人的地方。
But here the Isaac continued to follow what God's way, so that he understood, and then at last the Lord has made room for him.
当以撒搬到这个地方的时候，他就知道说神最终给他了一块地方。
Sometimes we are Christian life, we have go through all different kind of trials, different kind of path of life.
有时候我们基督徒在生命中也会走过不同的经历，不同的生命中不同的时间。
At the beginning, it seems like a blessing, but later on, another wave of a trial coming onto us.
刚开始也许有祝福，但是后来有试炼。
But we have to understand that if we trust in God, if we continue to faithful to God, then God will guide us.
我们要必须要了解说，只要我们对神忠诚，神就会一定来带
领我们。All the wave of trial actually help us, serves us, secure our life more blessed than before.
这些试炼其实是神借着给我们祝福的一个工具。
If you look at the book of Daniel, Daniel actually at the beginning he faced the temptation. Later on the another wave of the trials and another one coming. Actually, the wave is bigger than before.
我们看那个但以理书，当时他生命中碰到的问题一个比一个更严重。
But then there is a God's guidance.
但是他生命中有神给他的带领。
God helped him. God led him to maneuver.The way to he received more blessing than before.
在神的带领之下，他的得到的祝福也一个比一个更大。
It's the same thing like the Isaac he experienced of God here.
就像以撒这里，他得到 切实体验到神。
So he named the place of Rehoboth.
所以他给这个井取名叫，给这个地方起名。
This is the personal experience of God.
这是他自己的亲身的体验。
We can see that what Abraham received the blessing, the Mount of Moriah, he experienced of God very personally.
当时亚伯拉罕在山上体验神，也是非常一个非常非常有感动，自己的体验。
That's why he called this name is Jehovah Jireh.
所以他管那个地方叫神必预备。
And here Isaac.The similar way he experienced of God.
这里以撒也是相类似的一个办法，一个经历，他体验到神。
The verse 24, the Lord appeared to him, and he gave this blessing. This is the blessing that already into in his hands is secure.
在二十四节里面，神给他的祝福已经是在手中非常稳固的一个祝福。
Let's look at Jacob's blessing.
我们再看一下雅各的祝福。
Jacob, Book of Genesis, chapter 28.
在创世纪第二十八章
Genesis chapter 28 from verse 10
二十八章第十节
28 from verse 10 the Jacob depart from the Beersheba and went toward Haran so he came to the certain place and spent the night there because the sun had set he took one of the stones of the place and put it under his head and lay down in that placeAnd he had a dream, and behold, a ladder was set on the earth, and with its top reaching to heaven. And behold, the angel of God were ascending and descending on it. 13. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of your father, Abraham, and the God of Isaac. The land of which you lie, I will give it to you and to your descendant. Your descendant shall also be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread out the west.And to the east, and to the north, and to the south, and in you and your descendants shall all the family of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with you, and I will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. And I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. This is an awesome blessing.
这个神在这里给雅各的祝福是一个非常非常好的祝福。
And God showed up to him. He mentioned that I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac.
我是主，你祖亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神。
And I'm not yet called the name of Jacob. I am the God of your God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob yet because still alive here.
当时因为雅各虽然他还活着，所以不能说他是亚伯拉罕、以撒跟雅各的神。
And this time, God expressed to his the blessing is compared to.Abraham and Jacob, and this is a more precise way.
这个神这里给雅各的祝福跟前面两个祝福比起来，更是一个更比较更加精确的祝福。
And also the most precious word, verse 15, I am with you.
更宝贵的祝福，他是
We'll keep you wherever you go.
我不管你去哪里，我都跟你在一起。
And then he ran away from his brother, Esau. So he moved to uncle's place.
后来他就离开他的弟兄，去他的舅舅那里住。
We know that his 20 years are quite rough because his uncle changed the wage for 10 times.
后来二十年对他来说非常苦，因为他的舅舅，一直改他的条件。
And still stayed there. And when God called him, and he departed from his uncle's place.
直到当神再向他显现的时候，他才离开那个地方。
I think after 20 years, he turned out to be like he enough to his container to receive the blessing of God.
二十年之后，他终于准备来接受神给他的
祝福。So God could call him back to the promised land.
所以神把他带回了他应许之地。
But he has to face his brother Esau.
但是回来之后，他必须要，跟他的弟兄以扫来见面。
It is a great challenge for him. It's a lot of trouble in his heart.
这对他来说是一个非常大的一个挑战。
So before he crossed over the Jabbok River, he sent all his belongings first.
所以当他要过那个河的时候，先把他带的所有的东西先送过去。
And they let him to be alone, and he stayed overnight there, and he wrestled with the man of God.
然后他在河边睡觉的时候，跟神来摔跤。
Well, this is a very famous wrestling. The Jacob and the man of God they wrestled, in the before the bank of the Jabbok River.
所以在河边雅各跟神摔跤的故事都非常有名的。
And he himself to be alone, he asked for God's help.
他自己不敢去，所以他求神来帮忙。
So here when he wrestled with the man of God, and it's about to done, it's about to the daybreak. So and then this man of God want to go the leave out of him.
当天快亮的时候，神子要离开的时候。
And then I will not let you go unless you bless me.
他对神说，除非你来祝福我，我不会让你离开的。
At that time, the man of God said, "What's your name?"
那神就问他说，你叫什么名字？
He said, "Jacob."
他说，我叫雅各。
And at that time, the man of God said, "Your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel."
那时候那人说，你的名不叫再叫雅各，要叫以色列。
For you have a strife with God and with the man, and have prevailed.
因为你与神与人较力，都得了胜。
So this is the way he gained the blessing of God.
他就从这样的办法得到了神的祝福。
You think about it, if he just crossed over the Jordan River, he get into the promised land, still God protected him.
如果我们想想看，当时他是直接过了河，神也会继续保护他的。
It's not he came out of his uncle's place to go to the promised land because God called him, so he now going back to his place where he came from.
他之所以要回来，不是因为他自己想回来，而是神要他回去。
But he wants the assurance of blessing of God.
但是他这里想从神那里得到更加确切的保证。
So he wrestled with the man of God alone.
所以他跟神这里在独自的摔跤。
We think about if he just crossed the Jordan River, his name cannot be changed from Jacob to Israel.
我们想，如果当时他直接就过了河，他的名字也不会被改叫以色列。
Of course, he still received the blessing.
当然，他还继续会得到神的祝福。
But this blessing cannot compare that he himself alone, before he crossed over, he wrestled with the man of God. This experience.
但是
then he received the blessing.
如果他直接过河得到的祝福，跟后来得到的祝福是没有办法比较的。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 32.
我们看一下第三十二章，创世纪第三十二章。
Genesis chapter 32, verse 29 and 30.
创世纪二十三十二章二十九到三十节。
Chapter 32, verse from 29. Then Jacob asked him and said, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is that you ask my name?" He blessed him there. So Jacob named the place Peniel, for he said, "I have seen God face to face, yet my life has been preserved." And then now the sun rose upon him, and just as he crossed over the Peniel, and he was limping on his thigh. And here he experienced the wrestle with the man of God, and then he became a crippled man himself.
后来他跟神摔跤之后，他自己的腿变瘸了。
But he personally experienced of God there.
但是他在那里却亲自体验了神。
We know the first time God showed up to him, and God blessed him in chapter 28.
在二十八章的时候，神向他显现，给他祝福。
He never put his own effort and action to trying to see God at that time.
他并没有自己努力说要去追求神。
Remember, he just is on the way. He flew from his brother, and he just slept there.
他只不过在地上躺下来睡觉而已。
It's one way that God showed up to him to bless him.
结果神就向他显现来给他祝福。
But this time is different.
但是这次却不一样。
It's not the one way, but he put his own effort to God.
这次他自己有很大的努力。
He wants to hold God.
他想抓住神。
So you have to bless me unless the otherwise I cannot let you go.
他说，除非你祝福我，否则我不会放开你。
This is the personal experience of put his own effort to see God, experience of God.
这是他自己亲身体验的，来追求神，来体验神。
And he called this place as a Peniel.
所以他给这地方起名叫比努伊勒。
I have seen God face to face.
我面对面见了神。
Christian life, this experience is very important.
对我们基督徒来说，这种经历是非常宝贵的。
Yes, we believe in God. We baptize. We become a Christian.
也我们都信了。信神都受受洗。
But if we do not effort to try to close to God,
但是我们如果不努力去跟神有个更好的关系。
If we do not follow all the commandment of God,
如果我们没有听神的诫命。
Even though we're Christian, but we can feel the distance from God.
虽然我们是基督徒，但是我们可以感到跟神之间的一个距离。
So our Christian effort is very important.
所以作为基督徒，我们的努力是非常重要的。
We try to do our best to close to God. We want to catching this blessing in our hands.
我们要尽自己的所能来从神那里得到祝福。
Many people mentioned that Jacob wrestled with the man of God as an experience of this as a true prayer.
有人把这里跟雅各跟神摔跤解释成
Where we can see God through our prayer.
我们从祷告那里可以得到神的祝福。
Put out effort to wrestle with the man of God. Same things.
我们努力祷告，从神那里得到祝福。
Hopefully we can experience of God as a way to see Him face to face.
也希望我们也可以像雅各这样跟神面对面见神。
He called this place Peniel.
他管这个地方叫
比努耶勒。God later showed him again.
神后来又给他显现。
Chapter 35.
在第三十五章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Chapter 35 from verse 9.
创世纪三十五章第九节。
Then God appeared to Jacob again when he came from Padan Aram, and he blessed him. God said to him, "Your name is Jacob. You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel shall be your name." And then he called him Israel. God also said to him, "I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nation, a nation shall come from you, and the kings." Shall come forth from you, and the land which I give it to Abraham Isaac, I will give it to you, and I will give the land to your descendant after you. You can see that this blessing. This blessing is it's an assurance of his blessing to the hands of Jacob.
这里神向他显现，给他一个给他祝福的一个保障。
It's not a conditional.
没有条件的
already assured this blessing unto him
把这个祝福给他
and also we can see here the verse 10 officially God changed his name your name is Jacob you shall no longer call me Jacob but Israel shall be your name
这里神正式的给他换了个名字从以撒从雅各换到以色列
so chapter 32 the man of God gave him a new name, Israel, but now God officially changed his name to Jacob to Israel.
在三十二章里面，给他把以色列这个名字给他，在三十五章里把正式的改过来。
So secure his blessing.
使他的祝福得到更好的保障。
It's important, Christian, that we receive the same blessing like Abraham received, and Isaac received, and Jacob received.
所以作为基督徒，我们如果从神那里可以得到像亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的祝福一样
，Many times God testing us our true love.
有时候神会来试验我们的爱是不是真的。
We hope that we love our God with all our heart and all our mind, and all our soul.
我们是会不会全心、全力、全意的爱我们的神
？So that we receive the same blessing that Abraham received.
这样我们可以从神那里得到像亚伯拉罕他们得到的祝福这样。
And also that the life of the Christian life, we need a lot of.Trial and difficulty come upon to us.
当时我们作为基督徒，生命中也会碰到很多的试验。
We need endurance of faith.
我们需要在我们的信心上有耐心。
If God is with us, we can overcome all different kind of challenges.
如果神只要神跟我们在一起，我们都可以克服各样的困难。
Isaac received the blessing. They called the name as Rehoboth.
以撒他得到神的祝福，宝贵的地方。
And also, we received the same blessing that Jacob received.
我们也得到了雅各。得到的那种祝福。
We can continue ourselves to be some. Hopefully, we can be along with. We faith is cannot. It's each one is own personal faith.
我们每个人的信心都是我们自己的亲身体验。
Between God and us is a personal relationship.
我们跟神之间的一个一对一的关系。
Which each one of us we have to be alone ourselves that we can deal with God our relationship.
我们在我们跟神单独相处的时候，跟神的关系得到改进。
We hope that we have same experience that the Jacob experienced.On the place when they call the names of Peniel.
我们希望我们也像雅各一样跟神在一起，得到他的祝福。
You can remember Abraham and Isaac, Jacob. They all God give them opportunity to let them have a personal experience of God, and then give an assurance of blessing onto their hands.
这三个人都是从神那里得到一个机会，然后他们给向神显示他们对神的爱，然后从神那里得到祝福。
God is a living God.
神是一个活的神。
God never changed the way, the pattern, the way he blessed us.
神给我们的祝福的方式都是从来都是一样的。
If God blessed Abraham and Jacob and Isaac in that way, God also blessed us the same way through the Abraham and Jacob and Isaac and Jacob's ways.
如果神像他给亚伯拉罕、以撒跟雅各那样祝福的话，神也会同样的给我们祝福。
We hope that we receive this blessing from God.
我们希望我们都可以从神那里得到这样的祝福。
Let's pray in silence.
我们一同低头默祷。
Amen.